This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The official theme for the Talk Radio Countdown Show, once again at the end of the week, going into the weekend, the ideas that have been expressed by good hosts and on good radio programs, focusing on the issues of the day and the people that people are talking about. We have the stories from Talkers Magazine, available at Talkers.com and also DJVShow.com. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to welcome you in to our food truck of ideas. I like that. We're serving on the sidewalk. Here we are. That was the top. Anyway, got to look at these things differently each week, even though a lot of the same stories come back to the surface because they're important. There's always new ones. So, Michael, do you want to report on the people list and why some of these names are here? And story-wise, same thing.
Yeah, let's do it. The food truck of ideas, you know, some of the best food in America is served on trucks.
Food trucks, I know. It.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Number 10, we have Remembering December 7th. Pearl Harbor Day took place this week. It was the 80th anniversary of the Japanese attack on the American naval base in Hawaii. It took some 2,400 lives and wounded about 1,000 more and plunged the United States into World War II.
So, you know what I said? My comment on the air was with regard to that. For me, maybe it's my age, remembering December 7th, much more important than January 6th in the overall view, even though more talk and focus has been on the January 6th investigation. In the light of eternity, which one is more important? Which one to our way of life and to how we live and look at our country? Or is it just we're getting to the point where we don't teach this anymore? People don't remember. Generations that are coming along aren't schooled in what December 7th was all about, Michael?
Well, I don't know whether or not they're not schooled in December 7th. I mean, for goodness sake, World War II has been a dominant story my entire lifetime, and we still talk about it. Of course, it is fading over the horizon as part of our distant past as opposed to immediate past. I was born after it, as I believe you were. But if you remember in our childhoods, you know, movies, songs, books, characters were all, you know, World War II. And the ethics of it, the good versus evil, that whole issue, had not yet been tarnished by the Vietnam War and subsequent wars. People knew what they were fighting for. I don't know. I don't know whether you can compare December 7th to January 6th because they're very different things. I think both are important in their own ways. And I think that it's provocative what you just said. I think that years as they go by will tell us the historic role of January 6th, whereas we've had 80 years to ruminate on December 7th. Mm-hmm. The Pearl Harbor Day remembrance, also a tie for that, is discussion about the holidays. One of the low points of the discussion this past week is a big Christmas tree outside of Fox News on 6th Avenue was set ablaze by, I believe, a homeless person, a deranged person. They don't think it's politically motivated. Just he decided to start a fire.
But climate change is a number. People. The world is crazy. People are nuts. Yeah, who would have even thought about setting fire to a big tree like that? I guess we're becoming more expressive. That's as we mature as a country. Maybe that's what we can. We'll put
seems
that
like
under.
Just meaningless arson to me. You are right, though. The human race is nuts. I wonder how we compare to other species in terms of mental illness.
The bugs have it.
The bugs, they have a very orderly society. We should be more like bugs. We are earth
that's
bugs.
Right. Yes.
Yes. All right, number 8, we have social media tied with mental health and the First Amendment. Social media is sort of on one level, it's creating mental health problems for young people. There's been a lot of talk about that, the negative effects of Instagram and pressure and addiction to their smartphones and the bullying that goes on and the hypocrisy and a lot of kids are really unhappy. And they don't know why, because this is the world they've grown up in. They don't have anything to compare it to. And also the advent of social media media has created a whole plethora of First Amendment issues. So that's number eight. And number seven, abortion legislation that, you know, Roe v. Wade is now hanging in the balance as to what the Supreme Court's going to do per Mississippi and Texas. And number six, we have voter legislation tied with race relations, tied with immigration reform. Well, immigration reform is a staple of talk radio, so we don't have much to say about that other than it continues to be needed. Voter legislation and race relations completely tied together in terms of voter legislation laws versus in the red states versus the Senate mulling over counter laws to protect voting rights. And that's going on. Our friend Joe Madison, a talk show host at Sirius XM on the Urban View channel, is, I think, in the fourth week of his hunger strike, hoping the Senate will do something to counter the red state voting legislation that he says and that many people think is restrictive. Also on the race relations front, breaking at the end of the week, actor Jussie Smollett was found guilty of creating racial tension by reporting a false hate crime. He was found guilty. That's extremely interesting.
Yeah.
And number five, U.S.-China relations. Number four, U.S.-Russia relations. We have all kinds of issues. We have issues with both countries because at the end of the week, President Biden kicked off his democracy summit. And, of course, Russia and China were not invited, and they were held up as the examples of how authoritarian rule around the world is threatening democracy. And they claim, hey, who are you guys to say that? China says it's a great democracy. So that's what happened there. There's also concern about Russia building, you know, troops on the Ukraine border. You know,
yes.
We've got problems with Taiwan, with China, problems with Ukraine, with Russia, and problems with both on a million fronts. Number three, January 6th, the aforementioned January 6th investigation tied with Trump's influence on the GOP. There's schisms forming in the GOP as to whether or not they want Trump to influence 2022's midterms and whether they want him to be president in 2024. I hear a lot of hosts now saying, I love his policies, but we don't need his baggage. And number two, supply chain backup, labor shortage, inflation, and controversy over the Build It Back Better bill. Build It Back Better bill. And that's all economics. And number one, COVID-19 variants, vaccines, mandates, and politics. And there's your week in review. The people on the survey, Instagram head Adam Mosseri at number 10. A late addition to that, you can update your charts on your shows. As Jussie Smollett, tied with Adam Mosseri at number 10. Mm-hmm. Number 9, a tie between Lauren Boebert and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Xi Jinping at 8, Vladimir Putin at 7, Mark Meadows and Nancy Pelosi tied at 6, Donald Trump at 5, Kevin McCarthy at 4. Number 3 is Mitch McConnell. Number 2 is the ever-present Dr. Tony Fauci. And the President of the United States, Joe Biden, is number 1. And there's a snapshot of a whole lot of stuff going on this past week.
After we pause for a moment, I want to go back to number one to give you a couple of thoughts for us to chew on with regard to how some of these COVID issues or the realities are affecting certain parts of our society, of our segments of our society. 14 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. The situation with the supply chain, one of the things that is on the list this week, supply chain backups and problems, that's number two. Well, at MyPillow, there are none of those. The holiday shopping rush is upon us, and MyPillow is happy to tell you they have no supply chain issues, no backups, none of that. All their products are made in America. There is no delay in shipping. And so you underscore the fact that this guy is still selling a lot of pillows, regardless of the controversy about him. I was at a party last night, Michael, and it was at one of the networks, and their major advertising revenue comes from MyPillow. So there are a lot of people buying the pillows. A lot of people, they know that things are not canceled there. And so if you go to the MyPillow product catalog at MyPillow.com, you can see all the great things that are there. If you use the DJV code at checkout, you go from 30 to 50, 65% discounts. So check it out and then check out with the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Our, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well-defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
So, Michael, the wrinkle that I have on COVID has to do with a policy of teachers not notifying the parents that they have been sick. They've been exposed to COVID and therefore exposing their children to COVID. That is the people and the students in the classroom. And I wonder, you know, as this thing gets more complicated, more people are in the hospital. They're not dying from Delta, but it certainly is a lot more important than Omicron. And, you know, this is becoming the teachers' unions are worked up because on the other side of it, they say that some students have been exposed to COVID, therefore exposing the teachers to it, therefore making their lives potentially miserable. So what's more important here, I guess, is the children more important, the teachers more important? How does that shake out? I don't get how the teachers think they're more important than the students. But
I think that it's just, as you said, another wrinkle in an ongoing complex situation.
Very complex, yep. All right, it's 21 after the hour. I will settle the argument about dark meat and light meat, and we'll simplify things as we continue here.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 23 at the hour. You're listening to the weekly talk radio review of the hot hits in talk radio. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And there is I sort of go down a different street here because I don't know how to add anything new to the stuff that's here. I don't know what is there new that we can say about COVID. It's pretty much the vaccine debate, right? The mask debate, the mandate. Do you get a shot? Then the mandates are falling apart. I think that's the story this week, actually, other than the fact that Omicron is not a big deal at all. It's the Delta that's putting people in the hospital still. But the fact that the mandates that have come from Biden are falling apart. Right?
First of all, it's not a given that, Omicron is not a big deal. It's just developing, although it does appear to be milder than
I'm not going to get all worked up about it. Like the
media, and there's a possibility, and there's the possibility that it could be an element in the equation to create mass immunity. So that's an interesting story.
But don't you think, from the new talk radio perspective of talking about the news, that it's irresponsible to continue to fill people full of fear? I find that obnoxious, frankly. The screaming of people often at high-pitched, oh, my God, we're going to get this, that, or the other thing. No.
Well, I don't think that's going on anymore. I think that has toned down. One of my observations is that, and you touched on it when you said the mandates, it's settling into the following pattern, is that both the left and the right are tired of it. They're just tired of it, and a lot of people are just casting their fate to the wind and going about their lives more normally than they had been, particularly in terms of going out and, in many cases, not wearing masks at times when, 6 months ago or a year ago, that would be a major issue.
Right.
So and this is not as political anymore in terms of who wears masks and doesn't. And also, in terms of the anti-vax situation, I'm finding that more and more conservatives who are anti-mandate are pro-vax. That it's settling into, it's like being fiscally liberal and economically, fiscally conservative and socially liberal.
This is what's happening
with the mandates and the vax. That many conservatives, more and more, it's hard to quantify it, but there's a trend toward conservatives saying, I'm not anti-vax, I'm anti-mandate. And finally, we're reaching the point where those two are being separated so that we can understand it better. Before it was,
Why is it taking so long to do that?
That's a great point, by the way. It's taken so long
because that's the way ideas and understanding evolves when we're dealing with something we don't fully understand. And the ultimate truth is we don't understand this disease as much as we'd like to. We make demands of the national medical figures for giving answers as if it were cut and dried. And yet in our own lives, when we have diseases that people do understand, we go through, get second opinions, third opinions. There's a doctor over here that says this. There's a doctor over there that says that. There's a new study. We are confused even about the diseases we know. How could we possibly all understand the details of this exotic new disease that we have never seen before? So that's what's
interesting. The latest Global Health Security Index finds that no country in the world has postured to respond to whatever the next pandemic is going to be. And there will be another one. Could be 10 years from now, could be 100 years from now. The same as with the Spanish flu. Remember, that was 100 and something years ago. And we've had other variations, but it's taken that long to get something as serious. And then people say, well, is it really as serious? Look at all the people. More people died in that than died in World War I. So certainly something to think about and talk about here at 28 after.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A massive line of storms has been causing havoc in the South. Tornado warnings are up in Indiana, Kentucky, Arkansas, Missouri, and in Illinois. Many cities are now reporting damage. At least two people were killed in a nursing home in Monett, Arkansas, which is just northwest of Memphis. WREG-TV's Melissa Moon reports.
There was a bus, that school bus that was parked up by the nursing home, and we assume that's what they were putting some of the nursing home residents on. It has just left this area, so we're guessing that they're going to that church, and hopefully that the family members can get reunited with loved ones who are okay. And again, we saw lots of ambulances leaving this area. There's one here, Riverside Ambulance, is going right now. The ones that we saw leaving the area, they were leaving here with their lights on, so we assume that they had some people from the nursing home in those ambulances.
This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court has decided to leave in place the new restrictive abortion ban in Texas, but it also ruled that a lawsuit seeking to strike the law down can proceed. The Texas law is enforced by private citizens through lawsuits against doctors and clinics that perform abortions. The law also comes with a $10,000 penalty. The decision by the court doesn't address whether the Texas ban is unconstitutional. It also allows abortion clinics in Texas to sue over the law. The House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol subpoenaed an additional six people connected to former President Trump. The committee is seeking records and testimony from people involved in the organization and planning of rallies for Trump supporters on January 5th and 6th. Some allegedly worked directly with Trump to plan the rallies on the Ellipse that directly preceded the riots at the Capitol. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Talk Radio's Top 10. 34 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. The charts for the week of December 6th. Through the 10th. I'm Doug Steffen. A little nasal congestion here. What happens, the old days when we were kids doing music radio, it sometimes was good if you sounded like a little bit. You notice that some of the old announcers sounded like they had a cold.
It was much more of a concern in the old days about the sound of one's voice to be on the radio.
Yeah, that's
true. And then that kind of changed.
Yeah, you know? Big, deep voices, all that stuff. The fact that China, our relationship with China, is number five this week on the countdown, always in there. China could be exploiting Internet security processes to steal data. That was a whole big thing this week about the hacking done by these Chinese firms. And at what point, I don't know, do you think the world is really, I find that I'm the only one talking, even in this country, on the radio about the Chinese, the problems with the Chinese government, the people who are running it. Am I the only one who's really zeroing in on this? Or
you're the only one. That's why it's number five. That's why it's number five on our survey, because you're the only one. It would be number one.
Thank you.
I mean, you really think that? Do you really believe you're the only one talking about
China? I don't hear. I listen around, and I don't hear a lot of people outraged about the Chinese government and its influence. And never mind even in talk radio circles, but in general, in social circles, people don't seem to get the fact that the more you buy at dollar stores and Walmart, all that cheap crap from China, they have control. They've managed to get control of the manufacturing end of almost every business in the world. They're all dependent on China, and it's atrocious. It's outrageous. It's untenable. And yet, here we are.
Do you blame the Chinese for creating a situation whereby they have economic influence all over the world?
Oh, what a great question. I know, you're so pithy when it comes to this. No, it's greed. They just saw, they know us better than we do. They saw that America...
Would it bother you if the U.S. was on the ascent and had that type of control over the rest of the world?
You mean by jingoist?
All I'm saying to you is you're absolutely right. China's a threat to the U.S.
Well, the Chinese, the way they do it, why do they feel like they have to provoke? It's different.
Go ahead. I'll give you the answer. We're in a different era. We're in an era of cyber war. We're in an era where the old, you know, the army is on the left side of the screen. There's the good army and the bad army on the right. And then they go, charge, and the horses all come together and guys are slashing each other with swords. Or, you know, the Battle of New Orleans, the British kept a coming and they're shooting them and they have their drums. That whole notion of war really doesn't exist anymore. And what we have to do, and this is the reason people don't see China as that dangerous. We used to think of, you know, the Russians.
They're pointing a gun at us.
The guns and bombs and, you know, the Nazis with the Blitzkrieg and the bombing of London and all of that stuff. All those images are still in our culture. And yet we are deep into the 21st century with a whole different set of circumstances, a whole different battlefield upon which all of this is playing out. And it's largely invisible in terms of, you know, actually seeing death, destruction, and explosions, you know. It doesn't take explosions. You know, controlling artificial intelligence can be devastating to the biggest armies on the battlefield by the other army. It could do it from one little control center and take down entire armies, can't communicate with each other. It's a whole different scene. Add that to the fact that people have economic benefits by dealing with China. As you point out, they're involved in the economy. They provide cheap products, all kinds of issues. And that's the answer to your question. That's why we don't talk about China the way we would have been talking about the Nazis or even the Russians during the Cold War or even the Chinese during the Cold War. Mm. And we're starting to get educated to that. And it's slowly but surely filtering into the daily conversation in America that China is, to use a term, our enemy. A more practical term is they're our frenemy. Because, look, they just had this this crisis with their property in China, the Evergrande, I believe it's called. Maybe I've got the name.
The real estate company that went broke and knocked the stock market into it.
Right.
Yeah.
We are dependent upon China remaining economically sound at the same time that we're competing with them.
So Bob Dole passed away this week. And even though he wasn't a sign of the times, if you will, I thought it was very interesting what Biden said. Because, you know, in that era when Dole was a senator and Biden was a senator, they were all friends. They all got along. Yeah, they had different points of view and they had to speak to their constituents. But they were all pals. And so, you know, it really didn't make much difference. Biden said Bob Dole would, they used to fight all the time about Amtrak because Bob Dole didn't want to fund Amtrak and a lot of other programs that were part of, you know, the American.
I needed Amtrak to get to Washington.
Yeah, exactly. So he said, Biden said Bob Dole told him that he would vote to continue to fund Amtrak because if he didn't, Biden would keep them up all night and cause a lot of trouble. I thought that was really, and you know, kind of an opening as to how things were. And they certainly aren't that way now. I mean, the you know, because exactly what you just said. I remember Joel Heffley. Remember Joel Heffley?
Sure do. Nice guy. He was very friendly.
Wonderful.
On talk radio.
Oh, very, very, very good guy. And very.
It was because of him I got a tour of the Capitol.
Really? Yeah.
And I didn't have to break through the glass window. I actually got to go through the door.
Yeah.
I should have sorted the protesters, but that's another story.
Right. Yeah. So, anyway, well, he was the same. Heffley in the Congress and Dole in the Senate try to kill the funding for Amtrak because they said if it couldn't run on its own, why should people who live in who knows where subsidize the riding of the rails from New York to Chicago? Yeah, something along that line. And I agreed with them at that time. I used to have them on my program all the time. And I'm for that rallying cry.
Who'd you have on? Bob Dole?
No, I had Heffley on.
Oh, Heffley.
Yeah. Sorry, but Bob Dole in the Senate did say that the only reason he voted to fund Amtrak year after year after year is because if he didn't, his pal Biden would make would have the Senate stay in session all night long in order to get that vote through. Because Biden rode Amtrak from his home, and he got on the train. He still does now. I think he doesn't take the train home.
Not
he goes
anymore,
on to
no.
Wilmington. And that's what when he was in the Senate, he'd get on the train in Wilmington every day.
He takes an Uber now, I think.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Of course.
I'm kidding,
he
folks. Kidding.
So I want to talk about Brian Williams. He was never a... Sometimes news people become talk radio hosts or vice versa. It's gone in both directions, I think, over the course of this thing we call talk radio since the 70s. Brian Williams had a tough time on NBC, mostly of his own doing. Then he went to MSNBC, and now he has quit. He's right. going to do some other things. And he signed off on Thursday night by saying, quote, "My biggest worry is for my country. I'm not a liberal or a conservative. I'm an institutionalist." What a great word. An institutionalist. "I believe in this place and my love of my country. I yield to no one, but the darkness on the edge of town has spread to roads and highways and neighborhoods." He said on the air, "Grown men and women who swore an oath to our Constitution, elected by our constituents, possessing the kind of college degrees I can only dream, have decided to join the mob and become something they are not, hoping we will forget who they really are. They've decided to burn all of this down. They should scare you to no end. It scares an aging me." So, and under the circumstances, you're right. Is everything being burned down? Is America falling apart to the point where it cannot be like Humpty Dumpty put together again? It's kind of what he's saying.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, perhaps there's a similar degree of alarmism to that as what you complained about earlier, the media and the politicians striking fear into the hearts of America over COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, America has always been falling apart. Democracy is untidy. We've had scandals. We've had authoritarian, corrupt politicians. We've had lies. We've had wars that were unfounded. We've had executions that were mistaken. We've had slavery. Come on. This country's been a mess from the beginning. That's part of freedom, you know.
Is that so can we make people feel better or more comfortable with that message? Not that that's our job.
I don't think we should be too comfortable. I don't think being an American allows us to get too comfortable. I think that the whole purpose of the kind of media that I've devoted my life to and that you're involved in is to talk about the dark side, to talk about problems, to air out differences, to exercise the First Amendment.
All right. In a moment, we'll find out who Michael is interviewing on his MH interview this week here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Top stories of the week, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, led by Michael Harrison, at number 10, December 7th, and what that means to our country. Number 9, continuing focus on the weather. We had snow in the east this week, and they've gotten cold in Los Angeles and the West Coast. Meanwhile, it's getting warmer everywhere else. Social media and its impact. Number 8, the focus on the abortion issue at the Supreme Court. Number 7. Number 6, all the hoo-ha about voter legislation, more of the immigrants and who can vote and that sort of thing. That's number 6. Discussion at number 5, our relationship with China. Number 4, our relationship with Russia. Number 3, the continuing focus on Trump and January 6th. At 2, the supply chain situation, what going on the labor markets, the Starbucks unionization, that kind of stuff. And at number 1, COVID, the usual discussion. And I say usual, and I don't mean that flatteringly, because it is becoming just another pedantic usual conversation, but it still gets a lot of attention and focus. So that's the number 1 item this week on the story list. And there you have it from Talkers. You can find the list at talkers.com or djvshow.com. All right, so at the Talkers magazine, or at the above the fold, if you will, at talkers.com, the story of you and Michael Berry having a conversation. Good talk show host from Houston. What'd you get out of him?
Well, Michael Berry is a bright guy. He's a former mayor pro tem of Houston. He came from politics. He's got 2 law degrees. He's got 2 adopted children from Ethiopia. His wife is from India. She's a former secretary of state. And he's called a racist for his policies on the air. It's
amazing.
He's an amazing guy. And Michael Berry is the fellow I talked to. Check it out at mhinterview.com.
Right. Or you can find it at talkers.com as well. That's the story. Michael Harrison here with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown at 10 before the hour.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Confession, I just started my holiday shopping. Luckily, Kohl's was here to help save the day. I got 50% off toys for my kids, 30% off a Ninja air fryer for my sister, and 40% off jammies for your families for my family. You can even get 15% off or 15, 20, or 30% off with a Kohl's card and earn Kohl's cash. So I guess you could say my holiday procrastination paid off. Select styles ends December 19th. Toys, coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno-country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Calitrin, the best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the crash, the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitri.
Shop on eBay this holiday season to get more for your dough on stand mixers.
Mm.
Or get more for your buck on this season's hottest tech and gaming gear. And on eBay, you can even get more. Whew. Last minute deals delivered right on time. It's the biggest deals of December. So get more because you save more with eBay's one day only last minute deals. Get more when you get it on.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Joining us now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is my friend and, I was going to say frequent guest. He's always here on this program because he always has something to say. Steve Wiseman, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, is a senior lecturer at Bentley University, law professor. He specializes in law. I like saying that. He's a lawyer who specializes in the law. Well, there you go. There's something new and exciting for us. Imagine a lawyer. Most of the lawyers that I know specialize in counting their money. They're not too interested in the law. All right, so let's go through. I want to, because you've got this book and you're focused on the 12 scams of Christmas at your website, Scamicide, I wanted to give that another run through because I think there's some here highlighting some of the things that you have enumerated. Now, this list is all at Scamicide.com, right? On the 12
yeah, you can
scams
find
of Christmas? Yeah.
Yes.
You can find it. You just Google the 12 scams of Christmas, you'll find it. So, as it is the most wonderful time of the year, it's also a great time for people to rip you off with gift cards, Christmas e-cards. Those are the two big ones, aren't they?
Gift cards are huge because gift cards are something that a lot of people, myself included, will get as a gift. They're easy. You know someone's going to enjoy it. The problem is that what the scammers will do is, you know those racks when you go into the stores and you see them, the scammers will go in there and they will take the card off the rack. They will read the number on the back. Now, sometimes that number, for security purposes, is covered up. But what they'll do is they'll take like a coin like you do with a lottery card, uncover it, and a lot of people don't recognize that it's supposed to be covered. So they put the card back. They wait for someone to buy it. How do they know that someone's bought that card and put money on it? The way they know is they go to the 800 number for that particular gift card company, which is what you do even if you have the gift card, where you can constantly check in and see how much money you have left. And once they see that someone has put in $100 or whatever into that gift card, they can use the gift card. You don't have to have the card in your presence. They just use the number. So the way to avoid this is you don't get a gift card from these racks that are outside in this outside the counter in the store. Only get a gift card from behind the counter, because then you can feel pretty comfortable that some scammer has gotten to that card.
Right. Now, and sort of in league with that, one of the other things that's at the 12 Scams of Christmas portion of Scamicide.com are these retail websites that are not really retail websites. They've done such a good job, though, of making them look like the real thing. That's why it's almost impossible, I think, to figure out, you know, how do you avoid not getting screwed over by this problem?
Yeah, there's a lot going against you on this, because let's say you're looking for a particular item and you go into a Google search and up comes a site. Maybe you haven't heard of it before, and maybe you have. Maybe it's one of the, you know, the regular retailers, a Target, a Walmart, or whatever. Just because it turns up high in a search engine search doesn't mean that it's legit. The bad guys, the really sophisticated ones, have a real knowledge of the algorithms that are used, so they can get their phony site to come up. Now, obviously, there are some with really poor English or poor graphics, but like you said, Doug, there are others that no one could look at it and know the difference. So what you do is you take the URL, the name of the particular website, retail website, and you go to a site called whois.com, and you put in that URL into that website, and it will tell you where this is registered and who registered it. And so in this way, you can find out, is that really the Walmart website, or is it owned by someone in Nigeria or Korea? Mm-hmm. And I've used this a number of times and would have been totally fooled if I didn't check that out.
Yep. All right. There's also something this week. The carjackers that are using the Apple AirTags to steal high-end vehicles. I don't know if that's not a scam, but it seems to be something that people ought to be looking out for, sort of a la the scams. You know how they get away with this?
Yeah, I've written about this a number of times, and actually even a few years ago, there were cars that were stolen because of being able to hack into those fobs. You know, the people that wrap their heads in tin foil, you should wrap your fob in tin foil and protect it from a scammer.
Mm-hmm. All right, check out all of the phony scams. Steve's got them all at his expertise in identity theft and scams is most demonstrated at scamicide.com. That's the website dedicated to informing you about the dangers of all these scams, and certainly at this time of year. Steve and J.J. Wiseman with Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.